This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We begin in the name of Allah, all praise and glory be to Allah, and may His finest peace and blessings be upon His Messenger Muhammad and His family and His companions, every last one of them. So for the past two sessions, we were speaking about the Qur'an as a cure and Allah telling us, grab, not just hold, grab onto the rope of Allah. And we said that means many things. It means consistent, regular visits to the Qur'an, concentration in the Qur'an, interacting and engaging with the Qur'an. That is how you grab onto the rope of Allah so you don't drown in hypocrisy. This second of the cures that Allah Azza wa Jal calls our attention to is boarding the ship. You have to get on the ship. What is the ship? The ship is the masjid. The masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the lighthouse where you find His light. It is the sanctuary where you find safety, right? And it is like the ark, the ship of Nuh alayhi salam. Whoever does not get on, drowns. We need to be certain of this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن ثَلَاثَةٍ فِي قَرْيَةٍ وَلَا بَدْوٍ لَا تُقَامُ فِيهِمُ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَّا اسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْهِمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. There are no three people in a desert or in a town that don't congregate, pray together, except that shaitan will be able to entrap them. Entrap them in confusion, entrap them in doubts, entrap them in desires, flood their heart with hypocrisy basically, eat away at their faith. He will be able to entrap them. So he continued to say in the hadith, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ فَإِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ الذِّئْبُ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ الْقَاسِيَةِ. So stick to the congregation, because the wolf only eats the sheep which strays away. That's the only one the wolf is able to get. And so board the ship and take it seriously. You know, social scientists, without getting too geeky here, when they were speaking about why people commit to any faith or even an idea, why do they have convictions? When they tried to like map out human behavior, they said the number one most common reason why people adhere to a faith, have faith in something, whatever it be, they said it's faith by association, based on your crowd, who you're associated with. And this is very obvious, right? Most people are on the religion of their parents. Nowadays, you follow the religion of your parents, you go on to wider society that doesn't like religion, you begin to wonder, do I have a good reason to be on this religion or not, right? It's all associations. Your association changes, your faith sort of takes a different turn, right? And that is why even Ibrahim alayhi salam said, إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You are all accepting these lousy excuses for gods, these idols, as gods, just because of the social relationships between you. You don't actually believe that stuff, but you're telling yourself it's true just to not ruin the relationships, the tribal relationship or otherwise. We're all like this. This is not just in tribal society, right? So that is the number one reason. They said the second reason, the second is faith by persuasion. Like you stick to a faith because you're convinced by it. You're convinced that it makes sense. You're convinced intellectually it's true, it's right, it makes sense. Okay? They said, and then the last layer, but this is the strongest, not the most common, but the strongest. They said is faith by experience. When you believe you've experienced the truth of this faith yourself, you're most committed to it. And so all of that has to do with the masjid, is what I'm trying to say. Faith by association, that is, you know, it's a two-way street. It is the reason why we are so extreme about making sure the masjid is a place you want to associate with. It's why we keep talking about the noise levels. It's why we care about the cleanliness. It's why we make sure everyone is smiling, or we try to be, right? Because we want people to associate, right, with the masjid. There's a reason why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, when you eat raw onion or garlic, don't come. Because you're going to push other people out. No one's going to want to associate with the smell. You get it? They don't want to be near that. But that is part of the equation. The other part is you need to want to associate with the masjid. Where's Brother Minhaj? Brother Minhaj, raise your hand. Brother Minhaj is the superhero of the evening. Brother Minhaj runs our da'wah inreach, and we have put together a buddy system after Ramadan, before Ramadan is over, but for after Ramadan, you need to connect with him. People that are saying, I can't find consistency in my attendance for Fajr or Isha. And so we're putting together a system where we can carry each other, inshallah. You need to want to come. You need to commit. You need to get on the ship with us. Don't you want your problems to be less? Don't you want renewed perspective? Don't you want to have higher spirits? Don't you want to be closer to Allah? Don't you want to retain your gains in Ramadan? Get on the ship. You have to associate. All right? Even if you go to the second level, this faith by persuasion, the masjid, we try at least to do our very best to ground people in the deen, to educate. That can only be there by presence, right? You have to come and ground yourself through regular attendance and education and increasing your perspective and gaining sacred knowledge, especially in our age. The amount of knowledge you need to know about Islam to stay strong in Islam is so much higher nowadays because the waves are very high, right? And so we're trying our best to bring experts and hold these classes, and we try our best also, me personally, to teach the deen in a way that is, you know, true to the deen but resonates with the modern mind. But you gotta come. You gotta show up. The onus is on you. Get on the ship. Extremely important. I'll even tell you, to be very honest, the reason I broke my promise to myself, I had a promise to never be an imam in my life. Okay? I wanted to meet Allah Azza wa Jal having never been an imam, in that sense. But someone said to me, you will never change anyone's life in a lecture, in a reminder, at a conference. You may convince someone to want to change his life, but that will not change his life. Changing their life means accepting to be a lifelong student, to be a dedicated person committed to tarbiyah, self-development. And where else but through the masajid? In this atmosphere. And so I accepted to be an imam. I apologize to everybody. So that is by persuasion. The last one is faith by experience. When you experience the sweetness of the faith yourself, that is the strongest kind of faith. And we cannot do that for you. But to give yourself the fighting chance to do that, Allah told you what to do. In Surah At-Tawbah, which is the surah of the Quran we have spoken about the most this Ramadan, because it has the most elaborate discussions on nifaq, on hypocrisy, Allah Azza wa Jal gave them in that surah the remedy, and He said to them, اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Fear Allah and be with the truthful. That helps you become more truthful. Experience genuine faith, truthfulness in your faith by being with them. That is your greatest fighting chance, and where else but in the masjid? I mean, we do not know where anyone stands in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal or how anyone is going to end their life. But if we had to guess who had the truest faith, who would we guess? The people of the masajid, right? Allah told us that. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنْ. Those who populate the houses of God are those who have iman, those who have the truest faith. So may Allah make us and you of them and keep us and you around them. Brother Minhaj, take all their numbers and we're going to abduct them into the masjid crowd post Ramadan. Jazakallahu khairan, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.